Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, that was We Go Together, Kush, and Kush is our guest tonight. Welcome, everyone, to the Judy Joy Jones Show. Wow, that's a hot song. I really enjoyed that. I know that you are looking forward to our guest calling all the way from England, and I happen to know it's about 5 a.m. in the morning there, so let's give him a round just for that. That's a big time difference. For a musician, 5 a.m. in the morning. So I would just like to say thank you to everyone out there for checking in with us. And as always, the call-in number is 347-326-9915. That's 347-326-9915. And big shout-out to Blog Talk Radio, who makes this all possible, to Christy and John Sweet, who help everyone and then some. And I'd also like to say hello out there to Joan Cartwright, Miss Jazzy Joan Cartwright, Diva Joan. She started her show today on Blog Talk, and I do hope you'll all check it out and give her a lot of support on that. She's bringing in women in jazz, which is just so cool. She's a beautiful, beautiful soul and talented. Woo! Joan Cartwright. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring up our guest. Oh, next Wednesday night, let me mention, we are going to have Mark Schwartz. Mark Schwartz has written about 20 books of poetry, and he's quite well known in San Francisco, California, USA. He hangs his hat over in the North Beach area. And some of you have may heard about the beat poets that used to roam those streets in North Beach, City Lights Bookstore, the Beat Museum. Well, that's where Mark hangs his hat. So this guy is just super performer, and I'm so looking forward to him. So that'll be next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on the Judy Joy Jones Show. So let's bring up Kush. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Nice
to both. Woo! I'm real excited. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, hello. This is E Square from Kush.
Hi, this is Saskia from Kush. How you doing?
Hey, Saskia. Hey, E Square. How are y'all? You know, they featured your show, I mean our show, and they put your pictures in there. Beautiful pictures. My goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, JJJ.
Well, thank you. I didn't know. I thought, ooh, I bet they oversleep. 5 a.m. Is that what time it is where you are?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we've been doing a show tonight, so, you know, we're still all hyped up and things, so it's fine.
Great. Y'all are troopers. That's what I call this. Show must go on. We're so excited. I know that. Now, have y'all toured over here in the USA at all?
Yeah, we did a show in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Last year. So, yes, we have.
Wow. Where were you in Vegas?
We're in Nevada. There was the Big Mirage.
Yeah. So how was that?
That was really good. That was really good. Really enjoyed it. We really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's an exciting place. That's a good place. That's a happening place to hang your hat for a show or two.
Yeah, definitely. Different world out there.
So what are y'all working on now? I know you're constantly busy because we had to reschedule the show even to fit you in your schedule to begin with, and so I take it that y'all pretty much are doing something every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just the usual thing, really, you know, that an artist does. So we've been doing a lot of recording, actually, so doing a lot of new material, which has been fun, and we've been, you know, doing a lot of shows and tours and things, and, you know, we're going to Europe soon and doing a tour there. So, yeah, we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of we're doing a lot of the festival tours right now, so we're doing a lot of the big festivals. We're just so lucky to be involved in the big festival tours this summer. So, yes, we're doing loads of those.
Great. And so the European tour, what countries will that entail?
We're going to Prague, actually, in a couple of weeks.
Cool.
So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, just all over, really. And, I mean, hopefully we'll come, you know, to your neck of the woods soon as well, come and see you.
Are you San Fran?
Well, maybe soon. Yeah, you have to invite
soon.
Me.
Soon, all right. We would love that. Let me know now if you're coming here, because, you know, I want to come see y'all in person. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
This is quite a music city, as you know, San Fran. A lot of jazz here. All kinds of stuff. Yeah. Could y'all, one of you, and whichever one or both, give our audience a little bit of background about how did you meet? How did y'all hook up and get started and everything? Because that would be fun to know.
Right. Okay. We actually started a group called Kush with just one H, like 6 years ago, and it was with three people in the band then, and it was with Saskia. We auditioned Saskia then.
Uh huh.
We all met through an audition, and we started Kush 1H then. Then 3 years down the line, we just thought we'd need to go our separate ways and do different styles of music. So Saskia went on and started doing her own solo stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then I auditioned another girl, the girl that I did Do It To Me with, that charted in the UK and also in America. So I did Kush with 2Hs then with another singer.
Oh.
And I just thought, for the past 8 months, I just thought, God, I just need a change in direction as well. It's just me, you know.
Sure.
I need a change in direction as well. So I just called Saskia back, and we started writing some, you know, up-tempo jazz songs, and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's more a musical thing, because I think he was doing, you know, in the other band, he was doing more R&B, you know, material, and now,
yeah.
You know, it's more like pop funk, so
yeah.
It's a little bit different. So just a change of direction, really, but, you know, I'm glad to be back in the band and things, so it's all good.
It's cool, yeah, because I think I just thought I wanted some kind of alternative pop funk songs, and, you know, I just wanted a singer that can also play.
I hear
so, you
on that. Yeah, you got to go out and find new ways and new roads. So sometimes, you know, just splitting up a little bit. And
plus in UK, you know that kind of style of music is really in at the moment as well. You know, we've got a lot of the live, you know, live music, a lot of the rock bands, and, you know, I play piano in our set, and E plays percussion. So
uh-huh.
We're giving you some live instruments there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, are you from a musical family, Saskia?
Yeah, I am. It's my dad mainly. He was in a band actually called Robert Plant and the Band of Joy.
Okay.
Robert Plant then went on to do Led Zeppelin, but you know my dad. My dad knew him before he was famous, really. So he was in a band with him. He was signed to Polydor a couple of times, and when the player of the Foundations left, he joined. You know the Foundations, they sing, you know, Build Me Up, Buttercup, Babe, that one.
Okay, sure.
So he joined those. So, yeah, it's a bit of a musical history there. So, you know, he's had some success. So, you know, hopefully I'll follow in his footsteps, you know, and, you know, do just that. And better, of course, would be good. So.
Yeah, better, always better. But, I mean, this is like just second nature, I see, okay. And what about you? I'm sorry, do you go by, could you say your name again? Because I read Emmanuel, but it's E what?
Yeah, E square.
E square. Okay, I've got it now. So what about you, your background? I read quite a bit, but I'd rather kind of let you tell what you want to tell in your own words and whatever you want to say or not say. You know, it's up to you.
Well, I was born in Lewisham, South London. I reside in the West London. And what it is, I went to college in Acton, did a little bit of studying, lived rough a little bit for about a year.
Oh,
then I went
okay.
To university. Well, yeah, went to university, furthered my education, and, you know, doing the music as well. So that's a short history of myself already.
So you've always been doing the music, though. Even as a little kid, you were like music.
Yeah. I've always been involved somehow. I've been into writing songs
for
a lot of up-and-coming acts, been into releasing songs for myself. Then we started Kush, and, you know, since then we've been doing a lot of touring, did a lot of releasing, and, you know, yeah.
That is so cool that you're able to kind of, yeah, I read a little bit about your life, and I thought, man, you know, it's always interesting what gets us to each step, and everybody wants to know, and especially, I guess, in the music industry, because that always is fascinating, what moves us and propels us. And when you open up songs, now you're both songwriters, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, how does that work? I mean, do you somehow just show each other a song and then come together, well, we want to use these words and that music, or does one person have the final say-so in this duo?
I think having another songwriter was another motivation for getting Saskia on board, really. Because, you know, it just freshens things up. And songs from Saskia would bring ideas from a different angle, a different perspective that sounds really good, sounds really well.
Uh-huh.
And I think we'll work together so far, don't you think?
Yeah. Definitely. It's just a case of sitting down and, you know, deciding what we want to write about. And then we come up with, you know, either way, it can be with the melody first, or it can be obviously with the lyrics first. It's different every time. So,
yeah.
But we just, you know, you just mainly have to gel together, and
yeah.
You know, luckily we can do that, and, you know, hopefully produce, you know, really great music for you guys to listen to.
Great, that's what we love. And do you have other members that get on, you know, that play with you, or is it just you two mostly on stage?
It's just the two of us.
Yeah,
just the two of you. Well, that's fine. You know, and you're doing okay with just the two. seems like it would make it a little bit simpler anyway. Trying to get a big band together could be a trip in itself. But well, as you're growing and your music's evolving, and have you thought of branching out into movies or you know, stage or other venues with it, or?
Well, not yet. I think because you know, like, we're still kind of starting out, and I think we've still got a lot more to do with the music side.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to keep going with that. And you know, who knows what's going to happen, you know, in 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? It's some, you know, I'm sure we have other ideas that we want to pursue, you know, as individuals and goals we want to achieve. But for now, I think, you know, the music is the main priority. So we're going to just stick with that for now.
And just keep growing, and then, you know, getting your names out there and getting your music out there so people will know you and you've got people following you. You know, in the music business especially, I think I've noticed that people, you know, it's almost like they take you on so personally. You know, if they like your song, it just touches their heart or their soul, and they don't let go of these people, and they follow you all through your whole careers, you know, which is wonderful.
I'm sure that's
already happening to y'all.
Yeah, and that's true of, because as you know, as E said, he was in a band, you know, with another singer, and still the fans have still, you know, stuck with us.
Yeah.
Even though I've joined the band now, you know, so it's hardcore fans who are, you know, really believe in us, and that they're sticking by us, and obviously they've stuck by E because, you know, they love him, obviously. So, we're really blessed with that. So, you know, we're very lucky.
They love me. No. No, honestly, it is an amazing feeling, you know. We've just got these set of fans, and they just stick with us. When Saskia came on board, you know, they just jumped to it. They just love the pictures, love the character, and they just stuck with the songs, they still love what we do, and it's amazing. I just want to say thank you so much to all you guys.
Yeah, thank
all
you.
All our MySpace fans.
Aww.
Amazing. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, you have, like, gosh, thousands of people, what I saw in there, that stopped by. It's like, if that's your home, you better keep it clean.
We're trying to, you know.
My home, my space. You know, it is. It's your home. It's your room there. And it's like, I looked at that number and I went, oh, these people are going. Gosh, you know, it's a great thing too to have that able, you know, when you go to MySpace and then your music comes on automatically. I can't remember if it did or did I click on the song I wanted to hear. You had several songs there and I kind of played around with it. But that picture of the piano with you, and my God, who took that? That is an incredible picture. I don't think I've ever seen anything so vibrant.
Yeah, it's actually around one of the studios that we work at, and we just saw that grand piano. We just wanted to take a picture with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the room, actually. We just so loads and loads of pianos in it, and we just saw it as a great opportunity for a photo shoot. And it was, you know, just a UK photographer, and it was fun. It was really fun doing it in there.
Yeah, cool.
Amazing. You must get a few comments on that because it grabs you, whatever it's got. And then your energy, well, you know, it's your both of y'all's energy that just propels out to the audience, the people that are checking you out and everything. Now, is your music on any, is it like Amazon where people could buy it there? Or?
Yeah, our song is available in 7Digital. So what it is, it's just our distribution digital company where people can download the songs, and we can officially chart with it. So it's available in the UK on 7Digital. So if you go to our MySpace page and the top link, once you click on it, then you can download our songs that way.
Okay, so that's myspace.com/Kush.
Yeah, Kush, C-U-S-H-H.
Yeah, you got that extra little H. So that's an easy one to remember, though, C-U-S-H-H.
Right.
You know, that's really, and then people can buy it right there.
Yeah, they can. They can buy it right there. And again, as we've been talking about downloads and fans, it's been wonderful that we go together. How long have we put it on there for? About a month, and we've gotten hundreds of downloads already, even before release. So, you know, we're heading towards something else again. So it's been great. Want to say thanks again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just so nice now, you know, because the music industry rules have changed, that you can now download a song and that counts towards a chart position. Mm. So I guess.
Oh, so that is that where the Billboard thing came in?
Yeah, yeah. For that one, we got to number 26 in the UK chart. Where we sold physical and digital songs, physical and digital formats of them, Do It Together, our single then. And, you know, we had a splash on the American Billboard, which is wonderful as well. So it led to a lot of stuff. It led to us going to Las Vegas. It led to a lot of shows we did over in America. It led to a lot of things that happened here.
So also there's, you know, there's not so much pressure in a way of getting a record deal just for, you know, up-and-coming acts, you know, who are kind of, you know, not signed and things. I guess MySpace is a blessing for those kind of acts,
yeah.
You know, because they can still get themselves out there. But you still have to have the motivation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all must be working it 24/7 because you just don't do it. I mean, but your energy, you know, it comes through. But Billboard, that's a biggie. You know, that's a huge, when I saw that, I knew, man, because that's not, even though you said the rules have changed, but it's still not everybody gets there. 27
it is
still
impossible because you've got a hell of a lot of competition now.
Yep.
No, everyone just wants to be and get out there. Everyone, they've got their own game plan. And so you've
exactly.
got to outwit and you've got to fight. You can just keep struggling and stay on point, you know, stay at your game and, you know, just try
exactly.
and, you know, just put out good songs. Hopefully people would latch onto it and feel you.
Well, you know, they do. And the thing is, it's like the music industry, you know, I've worked in odd ways in a lot of different performance areas, a lot of writers, but I have noticed that the music industry, I have never felt such competition. And I'm an outsider, but I mean just doing the little bits that I've done with musicians or composers, it just blows me away. You know, it's almost a little frightening. It's like I have never felt the competition.
Yeah.
So as the rules change and get easier maybe, but then more people, like you say, more people are hitting it and going their own game plans and they're all going to do it, you know. And
it is a tough industry to be in. You've got to be really thick-skinned. And, you know, we know when we started out, you have to be able to take rejection and, you know, pick yourself back up after that. That's just what you have to do, you know, and think you have to keep believing in yourself because,
yeah.
you know, if you get knocked back, which, you know, like in the music industry, you do so many times when you're starting out. So
yeah.
not everyone's going to believe in you, but you've got to pick yourself up and keep being strong. So, you know, we're blessed with that,
yeah.
that we can do that.
And y'all have each other, which really helps too, you know, instead of going it alone, so y'all can kind of pick each other up and keep going. And yeah, that toughness, that tough skin, I get that just comes from you're just constantly, I guess, doing your music instead of thinking about all the I've just noticed it for some reason, just in several different ways, and I just kind of put it into my mind. I thought, my goodness, this is tough or something, and I couldn't quite understand why, you know, because it seems like to me, well, I don't know, but music, of course, you know, just touches the heart. You wouldn't think that particular industry would be competitive, but that's kind of naive of me, I guess, to think that.
It is. I think probably with the fame and fortune comes a lot of competition.
Oh, the fortune. I think
that's... Oh, yeah. So it's just what it has and what it draws and what it brings that probably brings other people to it.
That's
you know,
it. I didn't even get onto that. You're right. That's exactly the amount of money that can be made. That would be, you know, compared to other arts. There's just so much money to be made in the music industry. But as things are changing, if everything is more or less going online now, are the performances all going to be online, or are you going to keep touring, or is that coming to like all virtual reality, or
wow.
how do you see that?
What people are doing also is doing the live performances and putting it on YouTube. So it is going towards online as well, because you know what we've done in the old Kush? We actually did a lot of gigs and did it online. So a lot of our fans watched us perform live online. And, you know, that is another way of trying to generate interest and generate sales.
Yeah.
So everything is going towards this whole online thing, so... Right?
Yeah, it is. It really, I know I had, I don't know, she's maybe out of your time, but Ricky Lee Jones, and she is a two-time Grammy winner, but she's on a comeback tour. She's making a ton. So I noticed that she was selling her performances, like she's up east, right, New York. So every now and then I'm getting these emails that you can buy last night's live performance for like $15, and I never had gotten that before, you know, and I thought that's kind of unique.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, RickyLeeJones.com. Check her out. Yeah. So that's a one way it's kind of – are you – so y'all are going to be touring the U.K., and then are you actually – now, when are you – or Europe, and then when are you coming back over here?
Well, we're looking around October.
Oh.
October this year, because we'll definitely come back to shoot a video. We're going to get our single released over here.
Okay.
Over the world, so we need to shoot a video for it. So we'll be back there in October.
You'll be back here, and you don't know what part yet or anything?
Most likely L.A.
L.A., yeah.
L.A., yeah. Why not? Great place. I can't get enough L.A. I really love it. I may not want to live there, but I do love the excitement of that whole, the buzz of the whole. I guess London is kind of somewhat like that. I don't know. You know, I haven't been to London, but...
Yeah, it's almost an equivalent, you know, to L.A. So they both got the same buzz, you know, the club scene, club atmosphere.
Yeah.
Wonderful. You know, the movies, everything about it, it's just good. Good stuff.
Where do you see yourselves, let's say, I mean, I don't know if you think this way. Some people don't, but do you have, like, a vision of yourself in, let's say, 5 years?
Yeah, I think, well... As I said, like before, I think it's mainly to just keep being successful and obviously being more successful and, you know, to kind of be successful over, you know, in your neck of the woods. That would be great, you know, over in America. You know,
yeah.
You'd be bigger over there. That would be amazing if we could just get bigger over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep doing the music. And, you know, as I said before, maybe go on to other projects later on.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. As we do this thing, hopefully other opportunities will come up. For example, I've just started off Cushion Accessories, which is
like
a ladies' accessory shop, and we're selling ladies' jewelry, earrings, just all the accessories.
Necklaces, bags.
Yeah, all of that. So we've just going to be getting our second shop opened in September in Ealing Broadway, West London, over here.
Oh, you've got a second shop opening.
Yeah.
You're doing quite well with that. Are you doing good, huh?
Well, we're doing okay. We're just trying, you know, just working.
Working it. Yeah, I could just see while you were talking. I kind of had this visualization of that photo when you open your MySpace, that myspace.com/Cush, C-U-S-H-H. And I can just visualize having one of those big old posters on my wall. There's just so much energy in that. Everybody that's listening, go, and check out this MySpace, you know?
Yeah.
Every now and then it just hits you something like that, and you can't get it out of your mind. So I would love to see you all, you know, in person. I hope that when you're coming over here that you make some gigs and everything, and then even if it's Vegas, you know, I could get there. Or, I don't know about New York, but I could try. New York's such a cool place, too, you know, for...
Yeah, it'd be great to do some, you know, some stuff over there. Yeah, definitely, and come and meet yourself.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Absolutely. Do y'all have an agent, or you are your own agents right now?
Oh, yeah, we do. Most of our shows are booked through our agent, so, you know, they get us all the gigs. So, yes, we do have one.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give it out or not? Or if anybody's listening that wants to they can go on your MySpace and check it all out, right? All your contact information.
Yeah, on MySpace. So they can go to myspace.com/Cush and check it out.
Yeah, you've got everything going there. And so that makes it kind of – whenever y'all are, like, you know, on the road or are touring every single night, is that really does that just kind of take it all out of you?
Yeah, it's really tiring, and especially when we do a school tour, you know, we basically go around the schools every day, so we perform to all the kids at school, and then we do a show in the evening in that same area, or maybe we actually have to travel somewhere else. I actually find that really tiring for myself. I mean, that's quite hard, because that's performing day and night, and then again the next day and night, getting up very early, finishing very late. So, you know, that's pretty tough.
That's paying your dues. That's paying your dues, you know. I met Ray Charles' bass player recently, and he traveled with him 7 years, and he was just talking about how we did an interview, and he was talking about how it was, you know, every night on the road, and it was just unreal, you know.
Yeah, you just go to different places, meet different people, and perform your songs. What more would you want?
Well, that's right. You got it. Just go and do it and enjoy it. Who can say that they'd ever have that exciting life? It's got to be one of the most exhilarating things to be before
live,
a big auditorium, you know, like thousands of people, hundreds of thousands. Well, some of the venues in L.A., my gosh, I think some of those auditoriums alone, you know, are just hundreds and thousands. I know the Monterey, what is it, the Monterey Jazz Festival and Monterey Summer Love Fest or whatever it is, which is, Monterey is very close to L.A., and they have all kinds of cool stuff, too. I think it's called the Monterey Jazz Fest. Y'all might want to check that out.
Okay, cool. It's
huge.
Some of those big shows similar over here, so we've got the Glastonbury, we've got the V Festival, and, you know, some of the other ones that we're doing as well. So, yeah, something
and
similar.
And, like, the famous Wembley Arena, and, you know, we've played those, and I think Wembley holds about 10,000 people, you know. And now got we haven't actually played there yet, but we're hoping to. We've got a new venue called the O2, and that's a really big arena. So, you know, where the Dome used to be in London, and that's brand new. So, you know, hopefully we will play there eventually. But,
hopefully, fingers crossed.
I'm sure you. Well, do you prefer? I mean, I know having a lot of people is going to get you certainly a lot more known and stuff, but, you know, do you prefer, like, just singing to a few people, or do you really enjoy the great big things?
Well, both, really, to be honest.
Both of them, okay. Because I know some people, like, you know, very intimate, like they're singing to one person, but it seems like if you're singing to a huge, huge crowd, I guess you can focus in on just one person, pretend like you're...
I think we have done some shows, right? No, sometimes where there'd be just five people there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, or we've done like big shows and, you know, theaters or in arenas. It just varies, you know. So
it
we've
varies.
Gone from small gigs to really like
more
arena gigs.
More when we were starting out.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, play whatever venue you get out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
We've never been fussy, you know, when we started out. So if we had to do smaller gigs and stuff, then we had to do it. That's just the way it is, and we don't mind that. I think the smaller gigs, it's nice to do an acoustic set there because, you know, you've only got a few people. But with the arenas, obviously, you know, we do our full live set, and to be honest, you can only see the first few rows in an arena. Then you just, you know, like a sea of darkness.
I never thought of that. So you don't even see all the...
It's hard to see everyone at the back here.
Okay, so that kind of gives you that. Well, I was going to ask you now, you said you do have some things on YouTube, am I right?
Yes, we've got some live performances and videos of the old Kush lineup on YouTube,
Great, so people can just put in Kush, C-U-S-H-H?
Correct, so you can either Google Kush or put C-U-S-H-H on YouTube and you'd see our videos, all the stuff we're done,
Oh, great. So we can see you perform in some live, and then are you doing any kind of an ongoing video as you grow and kind of like almost a diary video of yourself?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. I put something together to show and to document what we're doing in the life of Kush. So from the first audition for the previous singer, and now the audition and the work that we're doing with Saskia, we're documenting all of that and putting them together. So people are kind of commenting on those, and it's been really good, and it's helping us, you know. It's helping us broaden our fan base. So, yeah.
That is so cool. I love that, you know, that you're doing it, because later on, you know, you never know how important something like that is. I think it's so cool. I know a painter, Alex Gray. He does. I'm sure you know his paintings, alexgray.com. You can check him out. But you'll know when you see him. You'll go, oh, yeah, I know his stuff. But they've been he and his wife have been documenting, you know, their stuff for years, and it's so cool because you've got this whole diary, you know, video, and you can just see him when he was first painting and then what they're doing now, and it's so, I love it. So you
Yeah,
that is great.
Yeah.
Because we can all look at it and say, oh, my God, was that them? Look at them back then. Look at them now. You know, that is great. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to, what do? You just set the video up and let it roll as your...
Yeah, we've got a guy that does all the documentation, and you know, he just videos it, lets it roll, and we just do our thing. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like even that you could have a book going about your lives, because from what I read about you, then there's a few things I thought, man, you know, I'd like to know more and more. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Well, I've done the first draft of a book that we've been working on.
No
what
way.
It is, after we chatted, people have been asking, oh, can you just tell us how you did this then?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I've started writing a book now for the past year, and it's still,
it's more telling people how to kind of promote themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, and to release
how
a single.
How to release, and mainly giving them that kind of knowledge.
How beautiful.
It's good to know, you know,
yeah.
If you're
yeah,
trying to make.
A beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. I am really, really happy that you're doing that. I just love it when you're passing on all this information. It's just so cool. I was just going to ask you, I mean, do y'all work out besides, of course, you're on stage, you're jumping all over, I mean, you're moving around, but do you take time, like, you know, to go to the gym or go jogging or whatever when you're
yeah,
on stage?
Well, for me, I prefer actually doing some yoga and swimming. For me, not so much actually going in the gym, but yoga... And swimming, that's the main thing for me. But you just go to
the gym. Yeah, I go to the gym. I try to go to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week if I can.
Wow.
So, yeah, you stay fit, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it shows that both of you... Are you a heavy-duty swimmer? I mean, do you, like, a few miles a week?
Oh, no, not really. No, I just kind of at my own leisure, really. Nothing like that. But I'm actually more into kind of Ashtanga yoga kind of thing, because as well as you know, it's a workout, it also kind of calms the mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find that's quite helpful, especially, you know, in this quite stressful kind of industry we're in.
Yeah,
yoga's perfect, you know, to
a little bit.
Have you done yoga before?
And then the deep breathing, you know, it helps your voice,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, there's all different types, actually. The one I like is actually the equivalent to actually going to the gym. It's quite a power yoga.
Oh, power yoga. I don't know that. Is it hard?
Yeah, Ashtanga. I think like Madonna and, you know, lots of people, they made it really big years ago. So, but it is really, really good for you, and it changes your body shape. It's so amazing and calms your mind. It's amazing what yoga can do. I really recommend it. You should try it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, it is amazing. It's that deep, deep breathing, I think, that, you know, gets you into that really whatever, that zoned out state, which is so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, for people that might be downloading this at points, because it's going to be available, this particular program, from downloading 24/7, and it's free of charge. I was just kind of getting this vibration, maybe the younger musicians in their teens that are just wondering now, you know, what was it that made you take the leap, you know, out of whatever the fears might be, to go ahead and go for it? What would you say to somebody out there that's going to be listening to this trying to figure that out?
Right, okay. I think you've got to get a package together. You've got to know what you want. You've got to be able to write. You've got to get on the creative side, because that's obviously where the funds are. And you've got to go with your heart. Just believe in yourself and just go for it.
Mainly have a good, obviously the song is really important. If you're thinking of putting a package together and releasing something, then, you know, you're single. You have to have a song that is single material to be out there, you know, a commercial song that will get you known. And then, you know, as he says, you've got to have the know-how really to package it all together. And if you're doing it yourself, you know, promote yourself, because it's not that easy.
Yeah.
And as you say, it's working day and night on the MySpace, because, I mean, that's what we mainly rely on.
Yeah.
and inviting people all the time, so you have to build up your fan base, and it's not easy. It's, you know, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and so, Mal, they've got to go out there and perform. Be ready, be available to just do shows.
Mm. And be prepared to perform, even, like we said, even the smallest gigs. If there's only just, say, five people there and you're
right.
just... Yeah, so many bands... Actually, we have so many bands where we've started out and the venue's been small, and lots of acts have pulled out and not bothered to perform because they don't think there's enough people.
Yeah.
That's the wrong attitude to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, out of those five people, you just never know who's going to be there. It could be a video director. It could be a producer, someone who could give you an opportunity to further your career. And so many bands just pull out. We've seen that so much.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, don't have the attitude is what I'd say.
Yeah.
So y'all do absolutely have the right attitude. I can hear that right now. Like you said, there could be one person out of those four or five people that
yeah.
has changed your whole career.
You never know.
I hear what you're saying. So if you're waiting for that instant fame or your ego is such that you've got to have a certain amount of people, then you may not be able to do that. I know I've talked to different musicians that feel like, well, that they just don't have time to do the touring. But I don't know. How do you get known without... You know, touring. I mean,
You just have to tour now, you know, because, you know, the resources are there as well. There are loads of venues out there now. There are loads of venues playing live music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, loads of TV, radio stations yeah. supporting touring acts. So, yeah.
Even though you have the power of the internet these days, it's still not enough, really.
Yeah.
You have to just get out
not.
There and
not
people
yet.
Like to see you in person as well.
Yeah.
You know, the fans, they like to see you perform live because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can relate.
Like,
you know, it's much better.
It is, you know. And the people that I have seen throughout my life, they never have left me. You know, musicians that I've gone to concerts and stuff. That's an amazing thing that we're talking about because it just doesn't leave you. It is so exciting and extraordinary, that experience between the musicians and the audience that, my God, it's overpowering in a way.
Yeah, it's an experience that, you know, you can't forget, and you can't get that, you know, with
the
same as looking at a computer screen or looking at the TV screen.
Yeah.
But it can get us to want to go to the performance so that we'll get up and go there and buy the ticket to go in and everything. And what is your, like, age group of following people, you know, that you're finding that are coming more around you? I don't have any idea.
I think, we've done a different style of music. I think with E and the previous singer, with the R&B material, I think they're pulling in quite a young audience.
Hmm.
Okay.
It seemed to be working that way. And then with this, actually, it seems to be all ages. I think we're pulling in a more mature crowd as well, which is great. Because, I think it's actually all ages now. We're getting a kind of an older fan base in as well, which we love. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so all ages, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of picked that up, that it's timeless right now, that there isn't a one following. But, when you were with the other woman in your group, instead of, were you able to, I mean, I was just thinking that is kind of interesting, because y'all were together before and then her, and now you're back together. So is she just gone?
Yeah, it's gone completely. I just wanted a new direction, really, and Tati and I have been friends.
That was just an experiment. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of natural that we came back together, and, you know.
Yeah.
I think it was more the other singer. She was very suited to that style at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And also, I think he wanted someone who could play as well, play an instrument. And she was mainly a vocalist. So
yeah.
I think it was just a case of, she didn't fit the role.
Yeah.
And, that's a luckily I was around.
Yeah.
So.
Lucky we're still there, yeah.
Yeah, I was still here.
You could have been long gone, but.
No, I know.
That's the destinies or whatever we hear about. I'd like to ask each of you individually who some of your earliest influences were in music.
Oh, okay. Well, apart from my dad, of course.
Of course.
Who is an inspiration to me. But I actually started, Mariah Carey, actually, when she came out and I was, you know, her old material, That was a big inspiration because I was listening to that Vision of Love album for ages and ages. And but then after that, I kind of like, you know, like Tori Amos, Alanis Morissette, Joni Mitchell. I love Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
Really love Joni Mitchell. I like that kind of music has been a big influence. My mum listened to Joni Mitchell all the time, so, you know, I guess that's why I listen to her, I guess. But, I mean, I absolutely love her. I love her lyrics. I love her melodies. I think she's amazing. So mainly her, I think.
Hmm. And for mine would be the likes of the greats, like the Bob Marley, classic soul, like the OJs, the Temptation. And the recent ones are like probably R. Kelly's, a lot of hip hop and R&B. Mm-hmm. So yeah, quite eclectic.
We have totally different influences.
Well, totally different. Way different. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah,
way get together.
Yeah.
That's cool. Interesting. Yeah, because you know when you have that, both of you can draw off each other's kind of earliest influences, and it's funny how they don't really go away either. You know, it's like I was talking about live performance, whatever it was that kind of molded you, like hearing your mom with Joni Mitchell or whatever. It's always kind of there to draw.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, Bob Marley. Oh, God, I love Bob Marley. You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Right there, you know.
Yeah. Will he ever go away? No. Please, no. Yeah. Well, I know that later on y'all are probably going to be so big, you're going to go, I don't have time. But, you know, I really want to just offer you right this minute that if, you know, you ever want to pop into this show and just talk about, you know, or kind of plug something you're doing and upcoming, it's open to y'all, both of you. Cause
oh,
I
my
feel
God.
Like
thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'd love that.
I would love to hear about your new music, your new albums, your what you're doing, and, you know, build your fan base here, too, if you want to, and just think of it as a, you know, a stepping stone, because every now and then, you know, I get this impression that I'm speaking to people that are going to be super well-known, and I am speaking to them right now, and I feel like, wow, this is cool, and we're all part of that family that's, you know, going, progressing, so I don't know how we were all brought together, but whatever it was good.
Yeah, I want to say thank you so much. It's been great for having us.
Yeah, and we will definitely.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it won't be too busy for you to come and see you, definitely.
Oh, thank y'all. And I want to go ahead and let you, if there's anything that you want to tell anybody right now, you can repeat your mic space, of course. And I'm going to, after we give out a couple more announcements, and I'm going to play your song again, if that's all right, to end the show.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. Just if you want to give out your MySpace again.
Yeah, so we just want to say, well, we've got a single. Hopefully we'll have a single coming out around October, November this year. It's called or titled We Go Together. We're going to shoot a video for that and put it out there again. And for everyone listening, please check us out on MySpace, www.myspace.com/Kush, or Google us by entering CUSHH.
Wonderful. And I really appreciate both of y'all, and I love you both, and let's get it on with We Go Together. Y'all have a great night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Just can't imagine living my life with without you. Loving you is easy, 'cause what I feel is true. No matter what the weather, I don't need another shelter. Our hearts intertwine, no one comes between us. I don't know what I'd do without you, boy. Out your boy, don't you know you drive me crazy. Drive me crazy.
Right, Kush, C-U-S-H-H, and that song you heard, We Go Together. Check them out, myspace.com/Kush, C-U-S-H-H, and that's all on the description on the page of the Judy Joy Jones Show. Good night, everyone. I love you, and have a beautiful, beautiful tomorrow. And remember, you get more bees and fun with lots of honey.